And the scripture readings today are Romans 12, verse 2, and 1 Timothy 6, verses 7 and 8. The Romans is, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will." And 1 Timothy, "For we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we'll be content in that."
Thank God again today. I give honor to the trustees, the board, the congregation, the elders, to remember them all. But just want to give you honor where honor is due. I just thank God again. I thank him. He's so good. He's my partner. He rides along with me in the car when I'm doing my errands, and I have to just, I continue. As I said last week, I will burst into song. It's not hard for me to do just because of the love I have for God. And I love him because he loved me. He loves me so much, and he loves you so much. And so today I got this really cool topic. I thought it was cool anyway, when it came to me to present it as a sermon. I was talking to someone, a pastor had called me, and we were speaking and everything. And right before he got off, he said, "Now don't major on the minors." And I thought, oh, that's neat. That sounds like a sermon. That sounds like a sermon. That should be a sermon. And I hung up. He called right back and he said, "Don't major on the minors." And I said, "Okay, God, I know this is a sermon. You want me to talk about this today." So that's what I want to talk about. When we think about majors and minors, you know, there are things that come to mind right away. For me, the first thing I thought of was music. You know, there's major chords and minor chords. And then I thought of baseball, the major leagues and minor leagues. But that's not what I want to talk about today. Today, I want to talk about not giving major attention to minor things in our lives. Sometimes we get so caught up in the minor things in life and we give it so much time. Oh, why did she wear that dress? Why is she wearing those shoes? And we give it, you know, we spend time on these things, these material things that just don't mean anything. We spend time thinking about our house. It's not like Jenny's house. We're comparing ourselves and comparing things. And, oh, and our car. Boy, if I just had the newest car. And we spend time. We're wasting God's precious time, spending time and putting attention on minor things. So we don't want to think about the minor things or give our attention, our precious attention, to the minor things in life. We want to give it to the major things. How can we bless God? How can we bless our neighbors? That kind of thing, you know. And then there are major things in our life that need our time and attention to worry about and, you know, pray over. But there are minor things that we are just giving too much time to. And that's what I want to talk about today. Philippians 4 and 8, kind of gives us what we should be thinking about, the major things that we should be thinking about. And I love this scripture because I'm one who is prone to worry. You know, just, I don't know why, but I end up spending time worrying about things. And then I have to keep bringing myself back. Nope, I don't need to think about that. I don't want to major on this not important, unimportant thing. I don't want to major on that. I want to think about what it is God wants me to think about. What can help me benefit myself, benefit others. And so Philippians 4 and 8, that's why I like this. It's like a roadmap to tell you exactly what you should be thinking about. So Philippians 4, verse 6 really is what I want to talk. I'll start with verse 6 through 8. It says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." So it's saying, don't be anxious. Don't keep thinking about all of these things. You know, I was talking to Lori the other day. We were here in the office and we were talking about that game that sometimes psychologists have you play the what if game, where until you play it out to the end, because we worry so much about things that are just not important, and that even if it happens, you're going to make it through it. And so that's kind of what I feel Paul is saying here. He's saying, don't be anxious about any of those things. But just give it to God in prayer and thanksgiving and watch him work it out. Then verse 7 says, "And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." So So when you're not worrying about those things that are just not important, those things that they feel important, but have you ever thought, gosh, I spent a long time worrying and thinking about that, and now I can't even remember what it was? Have you ever done that? You're like, man, because I was thinking as I was trying to think of examples of things in my life that I've gone through, and I thought, gosh, I remember just being up all night, just worried and concerned because this happened, and I wasn't planning on sharing this, but it came into my spirit. I was with a group of ladies. We had like this group of, I guess we were all ministers at the time, and we were planning for our next event or whatever it was. And I was sharing with one lady, and I was telling her what we were going to do and how we were going to do it. And I was so excited about it. I was very young, probably in my 20s. And I was just so excited. We're going to do this and we're going to do that. And I happened to look out the side of my eye, and I saw another of the ladies. And we're all Christians here. I saw her shoot me with her finger, like with the gun. Like, I wish she'd shut up, and, you know. And it just destroyed my heart. It just hurt me so bad to think that someone would want to do that to me. Why would you want to do that? I love God. And, I just went through it all night. I stayed up all night distressing over that. But truly, it didn't matter what she thought. My goal was, and that distracted me from my goal of completing this event that was going to reach people for God, that was going to bless God's people. And so that's what I mean by sometimes we just get so caught up in those little things, those frivolous things. It hurt at the time, but truly, what she thinks of me doesn't matter. Only what God thinks of me matters. Amen? So what she thinks of me, it didn't matter. So why give her any of that time? Any of that time. God tells us to think on these things. And that's where we are. Verse 8. It says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. And that's what he's telling us. Don't major, give attention to those minor things, because that was just petty. I don't even know this lady anymore. She's not in my life whatsoever. So it doesn't matter what she thought of me even at that time. But I sure gave her all night attention. I stayed up. I couldn't sleep. Every time I closed my eyes, I'd think about it again. Why would she want to do that? But he's telling us, no, think about these things that'll make a difference, things that are pure, things that are lovely. And I guarantee you, you won't dwell on it. And sometimes we stress so much, it's hard on our bodies when we stress and that's why God has a plan for us. And he's telling us there in Philippians 4, 6 through 8. So, an enemy just like that, he can paint such a picture that we're stressing and distressing over things that are just, we won't even remember it. If you won't remember it next week, if you won't remember it in a year, it's not worth giving much time to. It's just not. So I encourage you today to not major on the minor things. I have another story because I had a story written in and then I shared a story. I always have stories, but I think it will bless you. And this one especially, when I was in school, you all know that I finished school just a couple years ago. I was working on my doctoral degree and I was on a team. We did a dissertation project as a team. Our dissertation was, and there were three of us. And you know, when you work in a group for more than 2 weeks, you start to get on each other's nerves a little bit. And so that's what we were 2 years. And so we were starting to just really kind of, I didn't want to anything, you know, any suggestion was like, why are you saying that? And you know, we were ready to just bite each other's heads off. Although we had a mutual goal, we wanted to finish our program, but we were in that place. So we were here in the last semester of our time at school. And, we weren't getting what we needed from our professors or anything. And so it looks like we weren't going to finish. It looked like we were not going to be able to complete this degree. I spent 10 years working towards it. And here I am in this last semester. And it felt like I was not going to be able to complete it. Our dean wrote us a letter and said, if you're not done in a month, you're not going to be able to complete it. We're going to drop you from the program. And so immediately, all of those things that got on our nerves about each other was gone. We had a mutual desire to finish. We'd invested 10 years into this program, and we needed to get done with it. We could not major anymore on the way her voice sounds is irritating me. We had to all work on getting our paper in order, our dissertation in order to be presented and defended. So again, sometimes even in life, you can't major on the minor things. Sometimes even the people in your home might cause you to get anxious or to get irritated, or you want to, you know, you just don't want to be bothered with them. But when there's a major thing that comes along, you can all come together. And so that's why I'm saying, we do as family. There's family dynamics, there's group dynamics. We get on each other's nerves sometimes. But when there's a major issue, we can let go of those minor things, and then they don't matter as much. Now, I don't remember why we weren't getting along, because now we're all doctors and we're done and we finished it. But at that time, I'm telling you, we were really majoring on the minors, just our personality conflicts. And so, again, I want to just encourage you to really think about when you're spending a lot of time on something that's just not really important, to really think about that. Give that some thought to it. Will this matter in a year? Will this, you know, am I pleasing God in this? Is my thoughts pleasing God? Will I help anybody in this? What I'm spending all this time worrying about and thinking about, will it help anyone else? That's kind of how you determine what's major and what's minor. So Romans 12:2, it says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." And I love this scripture. It was our scripture at school is what they would it was like our theme for our Department of Education. And it was that we have to renew our mind. We get so bogged down with the cares of this world. We get so bogged down with people and material things. But God is saying, renew your mind. How do you renew your mind? Through meditation. When you get up in the morning, I talked about it a little bit last week. If the first thing you do in the morning is you're grateful and you thank God, you don't have time to think about those minor things. You don't have time to think, well, my house is not as good as my neighbor's, or, oh, my car, I need a new car. You know, if your car is working, praise the Lord and keep it moving, you know, and not give so much time to those things. And so with this renewing of your mind, when I went through cancer, it was one of the lessons I learned most of all was that I have to get up every day and meditate on God, meditate on His Word, and then I'm not thinking about it. And that's really, really the best way in order to renew your mind is that you get up and when you put your mind on God, there's a song that we sang in our church and it said, "I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus." And that's exactly it. We have to wake up, have your mind on the Lord and what you can do for Him in the day. You start your day. What can I do to bless the Lord? What can I do to bless His people? I know we have care, we have jobs and all of that stuff that we do, but I tell you what, if you start your day with God, you're going to have a good day. Amen. He's going to be there and He's going to bless you through the day. So, renewing your mind is important. Meditation is what I'm saying. Remove your mind every day. Start with being thankful. First Timothy 6:7-8. And this one, I love this scripture because my mom used to tell us this all the time. And so, First Timothy 6:7-8 says, "For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content." And she would tell us this when we would be worried about our clothes and our friends at school, and then even to her older friends and so forth, she would say, "You know what? You brought nothing into this world and you're not going to take anything out." She would always say, "You know, you never see a hearse with a U-Haul behind it. So why are you caring about all of these insignificant things? Why are you worrying? Why are you giving yourself, you know, so much stress over things that are just not important? They're just not important." She said, "Only what you do for Christ will last," is what the word says. And so she really instilled that in us to not be so concerned with the worldly things. But I always had that image of seeing a hearse with a U-Haul because she'd say, "Well, no, you're not going to take any of these things. You're not going to take your house. You're not going to take your car. You can't, you know." And it's been more evident to me now when I'm at the house with all of her things that, boy, she was so right about that. You know, I'm here to deal with these things. But I mean, it's so true. So why are we worried about these things, these material things? Why are we giving that more time than we give God and what we do for him and how we live for him and how we love on each other and how we welcome God's people? So I want you to really consider that and think about that and not majoring on the minor things, not giving so much time to that. There's so much more you can do. There's so many people you can help. There's so many, you know, people that you can speak into their life and you can share your life experiences with them if you're not so busy majoring on things that are just not important. So I went a little fast today, but it's because I have a song I want you all to hear. And I just love Lori. So when you guys see her, please just give her blessings and blessings and blessings, because I just have a thought and then she just brings it to pass for me. But all week long, I've been hearing this song in my spirit, and I was hearing a lot of sad things, and there were just a lot of sad things going on this week, and I started to feel myself starting to feel sad. You know, I'm like, oh, wow. You know, starting to, again, worry about things that I really could not control. I have no control over it. I have to put it in God's hands. But as I was thinking about that, this song just kept playing in my spirit. And it's called "It Is Well With My Soul." And so I went out and found, well, I did not go out and find it. Lori went online and she found Whitney Phipps singing this song. And I wanted to share it with you all today. But what I want you to do before they play the video, I want you to get in your mind, whatever's troubling you this week, what's got the minor things that you've been dwelling on that you really know that there's nothing you can do. You have no power over this situation, but I want you to get it in your mind. And as we listen to the song, I want you to release it. Just release it to God. So if it helps to close your eyes and listen, whatever it may be, I want you to get it in your mind and just release that. Release those stresses those minor things that are stressing you out this week, so that when you go on into next week, you'll be free. And the song is called "It Is Well With My Soul." It's by Whitney Phipps. So you guys want to play that for me?
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roar, whatever my lot thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul, it is well with my soul.
That's what I want to leave you with today, that thought. It's well. It is all well. We do not have to dwell or major on the minor things. It's well. We're in the hands of God, and he's got it. He's got you right in the palm of his hand, and all is well. So we're going to pray, and then we'll go on with communion. But let's pray. Lord, we just thank you today. We thank you, Lord, that it is well, God. We thank you, Lord, that you have us right in the palm of your hand, and we thank you, Lord, that your mercy and your grace covers us. And God, we pray again that you let your healing virtues, God, just flow through this house, God, that you would touch those, God, who are in need of a healing. Lord, that you would touch them from the top of their heads, God, to the very soles of their feet. We thank you, Lord, that even in healing, it is well. We thank you, God, that your love and your kindness and your mercy, God, it covers us. And we just thank you, and we love you, and we honor you today, Lord, for all that you are to us. We bless you today, and we thank you, and we speak and we decree, Lord, we will not leave here majoring on minor instances anymore, God, but Lord, that we will seek to please you, seek, God, to spread your word, seek to do your will in our lives. And we give you all of the praise, all of the honor, Lord, and all of the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.